So there's kind of two things that I want to talk about. One of them is about ADD, ADHD. The other is more along the lines, once again, about not caring what people think about you. Not necessarily not caring what people think about you, because I think I've taken this thing that we hear all the time of, oh, I don't care what people think about me, or you care too much what people think about you. And there's been sort of this negative connotation slapped onto caring what other people think, or the opinions of other people. And I don't think that it's even necessarily a bad thing, is what I'm kind of discovering, to care about the opinions of other people. It's just how you internalize it and what you do with the opinions of other people, how you react, how you think about it, etc. And then I make the personal judgment of whether that's good or bad, the way that I'm acting. But first, I kind of want to talk about ADD, ADHD. I think I'm gonna probably call it interchangeably. I know they're not exactly the same thing. And I've even, like, just doing some Google research and shit, was reading something that ADD doesn't exist anymore. There's only ADHD, but I've also read, oh, ADHD is more of like the hyperactive, which I think the H stands for maybe hyperactive or something like that. And ADD is more of like in your thoughts, in your head. ADHD is more can't sit still, blurting things out, etc. But I have been diagnosed with both, so whatever, I'm just going to use them interchangeably, because to me, they're at least similar enough that I can do that. And if that offends you, then go fuck yourself. But basically, I just kind of want to talk a little bit about like what ADHD is for me and how it kind of plays a role in my life. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was telling them about how it always seems like whenever I'm doing one task, I'm never able to focus entirely on that one task, because I'm always worried about 10 or 20 other tasks that I could possibly be doing. So one thing I'm very bad at doing is prioritizing which things I should do, because I always feel like I should be putting my time towards something else. Instead of looking at the situation as, here's something that I'm putting my time towards and getting accomplished, I look at it more like, here's 19 other things that I'm not putting my time towards, that I'm not accomplishing, because I'm spending my time over here. And so I get really frustrated and like start to have anxiety about, oh man, I'm doing this thing and that's, I guess, important, but oh, maybe I should do that other thing. And so my mind will jump over there and I'll even start doing other things. And so what I do a lot is jump from task to task and end up spending a lot of time worrying about other things that I could be doing, wasting a lot of time there, and then wasting a lot of time jumping into a new task and having to get the mindset for that thing, get the flow going for that, or maybe never even getting really in the flow or getting in the zone, so to speak, that I need to get into in order to accomplish that task, and because I'm worried about this other task. And usually what happens if I'm really jumping around from thing to thing is I just get so frustrated that I end up not being able to do anything. And I essentially throw my hands up in the air and go lay down and take a nap, or like I just get too overwhelmed and I don't want to deal with any of this stuff. So I'm just going to take a break from life for a minute and just chill. And I keep going on what that leads to, basically just guilt about not finishing things that I should be doing. And you're so worried about all these tasks, but you're too overwhelmed to do them, and you're gonna sit here and do nothing. So do you really have all these tasks to do? Because it looks like you're just wasting a bunch of time here. And then I get down on myself for that, but I won't go into that too much. I just kind of want to talk about like the ADD, jumping from task to task, my mind not being able to focus on one thing for super long. But one thing I've kind of been doing a little bit more, implementing into my life, is saying to myself whenever I'm doing anything, is this something that I think is valuable to put my time towards? And if the answer to that is yes, then it's fine. Keep doing that thing. Because sometimes what I'll do, well, I basically already explained this, but Because what I would normally have done in the past is this something that is valuable to put your time towards? Yes. Okay. Is there something else out there, though, that you could get more value in less time putting your time towards? And then sitting there and analyzing all of that and end up wasting a lot of time, like, worrying about the other things, right? It's just a big waste of time, basically. And so what I've said to myself right before I started making this recording was, again, going back to the question, is this something that is worth putting your time towards? Is this bringing you some value to doing? Is this something that you believe brings you value, essentially? And if the answer is yes, then it doesn't matter if something else brings you more value, because you know what brings you less value guaranteed than doing either the thing you're doing now or that other thing is worrying about which one you should do. That will bring you that will bring me zero value, spending all that time worrying, and that's where I spend most of my time. And so it's like, well, at least if I'm doing something that is bringing me some sort of value, I'm at least doing something that is bringing me some sort of value. So that's something that I'm doing right now, a little bit different in my life to help with ADD and stuff. What's the other thing I wanted to talk about? This one I was having a discussion with myself about this one a little while ago, and it was kind of hard to put it into words, so I'm going to try my hardest here. But I've talked about how I care about the opinions of other people a little bit too much sometimes, and just to really simplify it, I think I'll just try to get to the point as much as I can. But what I actually discovered is it's not necessarily a bad thing to worry, or not to worry. It's not necessarily a bad thing to value the opinion of somebody else. And there may even be people in your life, or I'll just speak from my perspective. There are people in my life whose opinions I value more than other people, because history has shown that their opinion of whatever the subject was turned out to be correct, if you want to put right and wrong on it, or turned out to be valuable in my opinion, or I agreed with it because their opinion somehow aligned with my opinion and values, or what they said I agreed with. So there's people out there whose opinions I value more than others. But that doesn't mean that everything that person says I need to assume is right. I don't need to assume that everything that person says is right, essentially. Just because I valued a lot of the things they said doesn't mean that I need to value everything that they say. And so I think that a lot of times, for me, what I used to do a lot in the past, and I do it less now, is I almost put people, there's almost ways to like categorize people. And that person's one of those people, right? And so now in your head, they're one of those people, whatever those people means. It could mean whatever you think they are. But then what I'll do is say, well, I don't like people who are like that are like that. And so every action that they do, I need to make sure that I don't do those same actions that make me think that they are the way that they are, because I don't want people to think that I am like that person. And so I'll avoid actions entirely that would make somebody even remotely think that I am one of those people, right? And it's funny because the kind of conclusion I came to about that was, well, there are going to be people out there that I borderline hate, or probably fucking hate. Like, that's just the reality of life. There's people that I don't want to say that, like, I hate people, because I know that is pretty strong, but to make it a little bit easier, I'll use like a fictional character. Cause I can say, oh, I hate that person, whatever, they're a fucking fictional character, who cares? So I don't know if anybody's seen Blow, the movie with Johnny Depp, but his mom on there, I fucking hate her. And I've put her in some category of, oh, she's one of those people, whatever that those people are. And in her case, it's just like a terrible fucking mom. But everything that she does is like very selfish and stuff. Anyways, I won't get into who she is exactly, but the point is there's probably actions, if she were a real person, that she does that I share with her. Like, I do things that she does as well. And there may even be actions that I share that I have in common with her that define her, quote, define her as that selfish, like, terrible person that I think she is. But that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily that person. I mean, you can't even really I shouldn't even really categorize people into categories anyways. Ugh, I'm getting kind of a little bit fucking distracted here. But the point is, I'm going to share some actions with people that I don't necessarily like, that if I were an outside observer and those were the only actions that I observed in me from the outside, I would put myself maybe in a category with that person. And that's kind of what I used to be worried about, to the point where I would be like, okay, well, I want to make sure that people know that I'm this person. And so I need to make sure that whenever I'm around people, I act, all my actions are in support of the person that I want them to think that I am, or that I really am, and I want them to know that I am. And that's like fucking very stressful for one, but it's also just a ridiculous concept, because going back to what I was talking before about valuing the opinions of other people, and you don't have to value everything that somebody says just because maybe they're smart and you normally value them and they have good points, doesn't mean everything that they say is on point. If that person has an opinion of you, maybe it's somebody you value, maybe it's somebody that you don't value the opinion of, right? But if they have an opinion of you, just like anything else, you can agree or disagree with it, or I can agree or disagree with it, which is like, well, no shit. But I haven't really practiced that, even though I realize that that is in fact true. And kind of along these same lines, there could be, if I could like mind read people and somehow jump into their minds and say, and look at what their opinion is of me or who they think I am, there's probably two people that exist out there that have completely opposite opinions of me in every conceivable way. They contradict each other. Their opinions of me contradict each other, right? And the point, and the fact is they're probably both a little bit wrong, because they've only seen, one person might have only seen me at certain times. Maybe that day I was having a bad day, or they were having a bad day, whatever. And or vice versa, the other guy, maybe I was just having a really good day that day, or they were having a really good day. And so we've got a person with a really bad opinion of me, a person with a really good opinion of me, but really it's, they didn't have a whole lot of context. There's maybe I've only met each of them once, right? Like, yeah, dude, that's gonna happen. There's gonna be people whose opinions of you aren't exact, like what they think of you isn't exactly really in line with what your values and beliefs and shit are. And so it's like, it's okay. Like, it's fucking okay. And I'm telling myself that it's okay, man. Maybe I kind of want to end this, because I was talking to myself about this just a little bit before making this recording. And so I'm trying to like hit on all the points that I was kind of like thinking about before I started recording this. But after I started thinking that last point, especially, I was thinking about Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you don't know who he is, he's just like, he's an entrepreneur and like kind of like a motivational guy, and he has like a lot of content out there on the internet. He's like on every social media platform. But one of the things that he always has said is that I don't give a fuck about the opinion of somebody else, or I don't give a fuck about what somebody thinks about me, because they don't have any context. They don't know what I do every day in my life. The only way somebody could really have like a pretty decent opinion about you is if they spent every living second of their life watching you. Then they could have full context of your life, but they still wouldn't even have full context, because they can't really see through your brain, and they can't really think through your brain and see how you're thinking about things. So really, it's impossible, even if somebody's watching you 24/7, for them to have full context of you as a person. And so every single person out there, whether they have a good opinion of you or a bad one, is going to be never 100%, essentially. So that kind of tied in with what I was saying. So I just wanted to bring that up, but I think I'm going to bring this thought to an end, because if I start thinking and talking too much about it, I'm going to get out of this zone and I won't be able to talk very intelligently. I'm probably already starting to lose some of my ability to speak intelligently already, but yeah, that's it.